we do have the right guy who won the election for the right reason, with great people who will not only be clear about what we need to stand for, but who can make wise choices and decisions. So I'm like you, great confidence.
As I look at this, and of course there's no doubt the pollsters are out in force today, trying to figure out how you feel and how you don't feel and all of this. Scott Rasmussen is a good friend, and generally speaking, the Rasmussen polls are pretty good. I was raised by my grandfather, and he had a saying, polls, generally speaking, are only good for one thing consistently, and that's fishing. But as I look at this, I don't see a downside to it. I know the Democrats will try to find one, but I don't see a downside anywhere.
Well, look, the downside to dropping a bomb that is like the Moab is an attention grabber, but really it is the most powerful use that we can have. We'll not only get their attention, but all we're after is to destroy ISIS. And if that has not been figured out right now, that the United States of America has as what was said by Charles Krauthammer, not a new sheriff, a sheriff in town who is going to work, act, and be for America. And actions that do not accomplish activities to make it safer for our guys and other people in this world is what Barack Obama was a master at. He did actions that stood up and gave a hell of a speech and then no action. This guy is going to answer the question with a response. He is not unilaterally doing it. They're always responses. He is not taking the action to them unheralded. And I think that is the beginning of what I would call the Trump doctrine. He will properly respond to the things which appear not only against America and threats against our allies, but as threats to the world. And he will stand up. And I think that is a great way to judge Donald Trump today in his first, months in office.
I couldn't agree more. The beginning of restoring strength to America. And it makes perfect sense. I've got a question, Congressman. I've not asked many about this. Having worked in the Middle East in another business, oil and gas, you would spend months in a boardroom with people that, quite honestly, it's hard to explain to the West business-wise, but they didn't care about the money. They didn't care about the deal. The loudest, most aggressive person in the room was the person that was given respect, because that's the Middle Eastern culture. The louder you are, the more obnoxious you are. That's the person people defer to. And it was very difficult for me to get my mind around that. I'm there on behalf of a couple oil companies trying to get the best deal, and that was way down the list of priorities for these people. Is there no one in Washington that is advising past presidents of this, as far as, if we're just nice to them, they'll be nice to us? Actually, in the Middle Eastern culture, if you're nice to someone, that's exploited as a weakness against you. Did no one ever tell Obama that?
Well, you've got to understand that he systematically saw the world differently, sir, than you and I do. He saw the world in terms of America waning itself from any leadership position, America giving, making, he wanted us to look like all the other guys.